we're going to get into some SoCal football. Justin and the Chargers, our guest, the co-host of Chargers Unleashed, part of the LAFB, LA Football Network. You can follow along on Twitter. His handle is at Dan W Sports. He's an Arizona State grad. Welcome in, Dan Wolkenstein. Dan, great having you. How's life down there in Southern California?
Thank you so much for having me. Life down here is pretty good, all things considered. Chargers are looking nice with a 5-3 record with the game against Tennessee on the horizon. But Southern California weather, I can't really complain.
Yeah, I was walking the dogs this morning and it was 39. So I guess everything is relative. So as a first-time guest, a little background. For example, I'm from North Jersey. I'm a little older. I first became a sports junkie when a guy named Namath was the Jets quarterback. The Yankees stunk, and the Knicks were champions. So who were the teams or players that you rooted for and made you someone who literally wanted to pursue talking about sports professionally?
That's a great question. You had some of the greats that you're rooting for. For me, I grew up as covering or watching this Chargers team. You know, Natron Means, Tony Martin, LT, Antonio Gates, Phillip Rivers, Tony Martin, Rodney Harrison, Junior Seau. That's kind of what got me excited about football. And then, you know, throughout sports in general, I was a big Kobe Bryant fan. So he died here in the Lakers. That was a big deal for me. Padres fan through and through, but really football is kind of my true love from sports, and seeing kind of the renaissance of this Chargers team and seeing the different flavors that we've had over the years, going from San Diego to LA and some of the greats that we had in those early 2000s. And now with the great one of Justin Herbert and Jim Harbaugh at the helm, it's a pretty exciting time for Chargers fans.
So I mentioned you attended ASU, so you were there for the Dennis Erickson era. I've always been fascinated by Arizona State because it's like, who wouldn't want to go there? The campus, the area, the weather. And let's be honest, if you're 18, 19 for male undergrads, it's attractive. How would you describe the passion for Arizona State football? Because I feel like it kind of comes and goes among the fan base.
It definitely comes and goes like the weather. I will say Arizona State was not a great football school basically since I've been there. You know, they have good starts and then horrible finishes or vice versa. But it was never really the juggernaut that you see of the likes of Oregon or the SEC or the Big Ten. You know, you take it for what it's worth, but I see why, and that was one of the reasons I went to ASU. It was a fun school, lots of things to do, especially when you're a young kid. So it treated me well, and I had a blast.
So let's get to the Chargers, talking with Dan Wolkenstein. Chargers Unleashed, certainly leaving San Diego caused a little bit of anger towards the Spanos family. The playoff collapse 2 years ago, the injury to Herbert last year. Enter Jim Harbaugh. How would you properly describe the jolt of enthusiasm when that hire was announced late last January?
Well, I'll echo what Harbaugh says. I mean, it's an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. And, you know, the term culture is something that I think gets thrown around a ton in pretty much any sports team or any league. But really, the culture has changed so dramatically in just a few short months with his Chargers team. And you know the history of Jim Harbaugh and the types of teams that he's had and the level of success that he's had everywhere he's been, from USD all the way to San Francisco to Stanford, Michigan, obviously now winning national championship last year. Every one of those teams had a very similar identity where they were tough, they were physical, they had great defense, and they were well coached. And unfortunately, that's something that this Chargers team just simply has not been. All of those attributes have missed the Chargers for a long time. The defense has been bad for quite some time. They have not been well coached in quite some time. They preached toughness and physicality and grit, but that just wasn't who they were. And that term chargering That was real. And Jim Harbaugh came in with Joe Hortiz, Jesse Minter, defensive coordinator from Michigan, Joe Hortiz from the Ravens, obviously big connection with his brother, Joe, the other Harbaugh. So it's completely changed the culture in LA, and it's a different style team. You know, they want to be physical. They want to kind of take you in deep waters and finish you off in the fourth quarter. And so far, we let a couple get away. Every loss they've had have been against division leaders at this current state. But this Chargers team is ascending in the right direction at the right time behind a great coaching staff and now a healthy Justin Herbert, who is starting to creep into the MVP conversation.
By the way, I don't know if you're aware, the only victory Arizona State ever had in a Rose Bowl, they beat Jim Harbaugh and Michigan in January.
I did not know this.
Yes, that's a tidbit you should carry with you proudly. Being old enough, I was watching that game, probably betting on that game, probably losing that game, but that's a story for another day. You know, you mentioned Justin Herbert, and I've talked to some L.A. guys over the years. I mean, when you talk about being a star in L.A., it's like, well, which walk of life? I mean, there's 8 million of them. LeBron and the Lakers. The Dodgers just won the World Series. By the way, as a Yankee fan, I'm still in recovery. How would you describe kind of Justin's level of celebrity or kind of the coverage he gets in a place where superstars and celebrities fall from the palm trees?
You know, it's tough in L.A. because there are so many of them. I mean, heck, just in the last couple of years, you have Jim Harbaugh coming in here. You have Shohei Ohtani coming to L.A. I mean, you've got Mookie Betts. You've got so many big, big stars in L.A. on all walks of life and all sports teams. And Justin Herbert, I will say, like, he has been the face of the franchise since he was drafted, honestly. That said, we've seen a little bit of a transformation. He gets a ton of spotlight here locally, but I think sometimes he gets a little misrepresented nationally, and folks are starting to recognize who the real Justin Herbert is. And it's been fun seeing kind of this Justin Herbert 2.0 underneath Jim Harbaugh, where you're seeing a little bit more swag, a little more moxie, a little more passion in the sidelines. And it's been fun. And look, this Chargers team runs through Justin Herbert in terms of how successful it's going to be long-term. And I think this coaching staff is starting to see it. But from a fan base perspective, there is no mistake. Justin Herbert is the cornerstone of this franchise.
I want to get to some specific aspects of this team, begin with the defense, Jesse Minter, who was Harbaugh's coordinator at Michigan. And, you know, the last 2 years, they had the number one and two defense. Now they're first in points allowed in the NFL. They're also pretty balanced. What stands out to you as to why this defense has had the success it's had so quickly?
It definitely goes to, you know, the leadership top down. You know, you look at what the job of Joe Hortiz, the new general manager, bringing in so many guys on limited budget to be able to kind of fill in this roster. And so you see a ton of kind of prove it deals with guys like Denzel Perryman, with guys like Christian Fulton. They did a great job in the draft. They got 2 5th round picks that have been absolute studs in the secondary, and Cam Hart and Tar Heap still. And then you look at kind of how they brought things in via trade. They bring in Elijah Molden from the Titans for a 7th round draft pick in a trade early on in the season. And he's had 3 interceptions already, should have been 5. So from a roster building perspective, they're hitting on all cylinders far better than they have in years past. And then from a coaching perspective, Jesse Minter has been as advertised and then some. Chargers fans for years have just hoped for an average defense to pair with Justin Herbert. They have an elite defense, and that is mostly because of the work that Jesse Minter, defensive coordinator, has done. The method in which he teaches these players, able to translate the coaching staff he's built around them, the communication has translated. And it's one thing to be a defensive genius, as he is, but it's another thing to be able to teach it in a way that players can understand and it translates onto a football field. And the connectiveness that this team has under Jesse Minter on defense, we have not seen this in years. And you're seeing it just looking at optics look at who's leading the tackles of this Chargers defense. It isn't the last chance coverage of the secondary or the safeties getting the bulk of the tackles. You're seeing linebackers having massive output. Deion Henley is having a Pro Bowl-style season. Denzel Perriman is doing Denzel Perriman things. You're seeing the secondary communicate so well. And all of these things have plagued this Chargers team. But I would say the biggest reason for the defensive success has been the incredible communication led by the defensive coordinator. And probably more importantly, is the play by the secondary this Chargers team has had so far this year has been incredible, especially when you consider who they actually have in the secondary. You have the names of Derwin James. That name is easy to hear. It's guys like Christian Fulton, who was brought in by Tennessee on a prove-it deal. It's guys like Cam Hart, Tarheed Still, that are fifth-round rookies drafted that are playing incredible, meaningful snaps. I talk about Elijah Molden, brought in as a seventh-round trade from the Titans. So many guys in the secondary, you know, Jahzir Taylor, you're talking about Alohi Gilman. These are names that you're not necessarily familiar with, but that's what has elevated the success of this team, has been this coaching staff elevating the play of its players.
By the way, another little tidbit, as we are the Oregon flagship station, Elijah Molden, his dad Alex, cornerstone cornerback of the 94 Rose Bowl team of the Ducks. Just on to the other side of the ball. I look at it and I'm like, J.K. Dobbins, who just injury plagued with the Ravens. You know, Austin Eckler left for Washington. They never really had that feed me back during the Herbert era. What about the kind of stability and seasons he's had? And, you know, you knew going in that Harbaugh is going to want to run the ball.
Yeah, I mean, at training camp, when you're seeing J.K. Dobbins run, you know, you can very quickly realize this guy is different, and he has all the athleticism in the world. And so it was great to see that he was fully healthy and 100%. And, you know, just as a person, his story is incredible, and how much joy he brings to the football field and to the locker room. You can't help but root for him. And if you think, if you go back to all of the times he's actually been on the field, he has been an elite running back. And that has translated to the Chargers team. And so far, he has been able to stay healthy. I mean, he has 4.9 yards per carry. He's gotten 2 touchdowns this past game. He's been as advertised and then some. It has been a stable force in the Chargers running game that has been drastically missing a running game. I mean, Austin Eckler was good at what he did, but he was not the 25 carry a game type of bruiser that this Chargers team probably needed. And even Austin Eckler himself has looked for kind of that tandem back to work with him, and the Chargers never could do it. And the running game is very different now. This Chargers team leans on it a bit more than they have in the past. You know, they go out and they get Joe Alt to help solidify the offensive line. They bring in Will Dissly, who is one of the best blocking tight ends in the entire NFL. All of the receivers that they were drafting were big on blocking as well. And all of that has helped J.K. Dobbins to kind of have a kind of resurgence of his career. Nobody is less surprised than J.K. Dobbins.
And the last thing I want to get to, look, we know who the team to beat is, much less than the AFC West, and they have the Titans this week. They still have to visit Arrowhead, but you look at the stretch, Broncos, Patriots, Raiders, from your chair, what's reasonable for this team to accomplish season one of this new regime?
It's a good question. And going into it, you have to, you know, tether yourself to reality. You know, the only hope can take you so far. But you want to kind of be realistic with your expectations. But thankfully, because of how poor the Chargers did this past season, they had a pretty easy schedule relative to the competition. And because of that, they had games against inferior opponents. And so going into the season, I had the Chargers winning 10 games. And as of right now, they have that easily in their sights. Again, you mentioned some of the bad teams that they're playing against. Again, no team is 100% guaranteed. But you look at games against the Patriots, against the Titans this upcoming game, against the Raiders, the Broncos. They have winnable games. They have tough games as well. They have the Bengals. They've got the Ravens. They've got the Chiefs, obviously. But there's no reason why this Chargers team can't go 10-7 right now. They're set up in a great spot to do so. Again, they play the Titans this coming week, opportunity to get to 6-3. That means they only got to win 4 more games. And I think the magic number is 10, and they are very capable of doing so, especially when you look at the schedule down the stretch.
Well, I appreciate your optimism. As a diehard Giants fan, I have none. Folks, he's Dan Wolkenstein. Check out Chargers Unleashed, part of the Believe Network on Twitter. It's at @LAC_Unleashed. For our guest, it's at Dan W Sports. Dan, great having you. Much appreciate the time. Be well, and I look forward to catching up again down the road later this season.
Yeah, thank you folks for having me. Pleasure anytime.
All right. Have a good one, Dan. There you go.